Representative Jeff Irwin. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tony.
Apparently, you and Representative Vicky Barnett were prohibited from speaking on the floor of the House of Representatives against a bill that would prevent graduate research assistants at public universities in Michigan from forming unions. Take me from when you walked in through that process. How'd that work?
The idea that legislators in Lansing would be, shut out of the process is really nothing new. It happens pretty often. So, I really don't think that's the lead story. I think the lead story is the employees of the University of Michigan who lost their right to organize a union. But you asked the question.
Is the lead story because you weren't allowed to speak. Right?
Come on. No, I mean, anytime you can argue the substance of the issue rather than the process, I would rather do that. And quite frankly, these types of parliamentary efforts to shut down the minority happen all the time. So, but if that's the story right now, I'm happy to talk about it. So the bill came up. It was on a fast track. The Republicans were trying to race this bill through before the Michigan Employment Relations Commission had an opportunity to rule on the case, and so they were trying to jam it through pretty quick. And there was a couple of us reps who wanted to speak on the issue. The request had been made, I understand, through our leadership that we would speak. However, I wasn't a part of those conversations, so I don't know exactly what was said between the leadership. But the bill came up, and as I walked up to the front to stand behind Representative Barnett, who was standing at the podium waiting to speak, the board was opened and we were voting. And I was just informed by my leadership that the Republicans weren't interested in hearing any speakers on this issue. So that was an initiative process where they shut out our voice on this issue. But if we're going to talk about issues of process and parliamentary shenanigans and parliamentary efforts to shut down the minority, I guess what I would rather focus on is the issue of immediate effect. This bill passed by a partisan vote. So clearly there is not two-thirds of the Michigan House that supports this bill. Clearly it's an issue where the Republicans support it, the Democrats don't. The Republicans do not have the votes to pass this bill with immediate effect. But what I predict will happen is that next week we'll take this bill back up and the Republicans will jam through immediate effect with a voice vote, and they will deny a roll call from going on the board. They will deny the citizens the opportunity to see how their elected officials voted on that immediate effect vote, and they will subvert the Constitution and the will of the people of Michigan once again. And if we're going to talk about procedural shenanigans in the Michigan House of Representatives, I'd rather focus on the immediate effect vote, because that's something that goes on all the time in the House, and we never get a chance to talk about how the Constitution is trampled when a two-thirds vote is declared and it's put into the law, even though clearly there are not two-thirds of the members who support an issue.
Well, before you downplayed me asking the question, a lot of us want to know how the process is and how it works and how some things get pushed through. So I know it may seem trivial to you, but to many of us, that whole process isn't. So we just wanted to understand
it better. Let me apologize for downplaying your question. I wasn't trying to downplay it. It's just, to me, I don't really know what happens, in the leadership discussions between our leaders and their leaders. And I don't really know what was said or what was asked when, what offer was made by their leadership. I really don't know what's happening in those discussions. So I guess that's why I downplayed it. And I really want to focus on the substance of the issue, because in my district, I've got a number of individuals who go to work at the University of Michigan every day. They get W-2s, they get paychecks, they pay taxes. Their employer, the University of Michigan, has said it seems reasonable that you should be able to vote on whether or not you could unionize. And now the Michigan legislature has rushed to supplant its judgment for the employee's judgment, for the university's judgment, and to make a rule from Lansing that these workers may not organize, even though they, in every way, appear to be employees.
From what we understand on this, the opposition, the Republicans, don't believe that these folks need to be unionized, because from the letter of the law, that they are only part-time employees.
Well, that's an issue for the Michigan Employment Relations Commission to decide. And back in 1981, this case was heard, and the the Merck ruling was that these individuals, these research assistants, are not employees, they're students. Well, a lot has changed in the last 30 years at the University of Michigan, and now the employer, the University of Michigan, says that these people are employees. And like I said, from all outward appearances, they look like employees. They come into work, they pay their taxes, they get W-2s, they lecture in front of students, they perform the research that our drug companies are using to create new drugs, and they look like employees in every respect. And so now those employees have tried to bring a case with the Michigan Employment Relations Commission to have their question heard again in an official hearing. You know, are we now employees? The world has changed in the last 30 years. And instead of letting that process work its way through and allow those individuals to have a proper hearing, the legislature stepped in because you're right. The legislature does not support unionization. The current majority in the legislature doesn't like unions. They've made that clear. So they stepped in and they wanted to provide an answer to this question before the normal process, the Michigan Employment Relations Commission, had a chance to work its way through.
All right, final question for you. We've heard a couple of arguments against the unions. Is one, that these students could care less about being unionized. They're trying to focus on what they're doing. This is just an effort by unions to not only assert their power and to grow in their scope, but to also stick it to the Republicans.
Well, right now, the only folks who are getting this stuck to are the working people of Michigan. And what I was standing up for yesterday and what I wanted to speak about on the floor and what I continue to talk about with this issue is that these individuals, these research assistants at the university, they deserve a right to make that decision themselves. They should be the ones who vote on whether or not they unionize. The decision about whether or not those employees form a union should be the decision of those employees, not the decision of the Michigan legislature.
You know, do you think that the same thing would happen if the Democrats had the majority in the House and in the Senate? Do you think that this would swing towards your way as well as many other topics that seem to be so divisive?
Well, I expect that if the Democrats had a majority in the Michigan House that, we would stand up for the rights of workers on a regular basis, and we would have certainly more of a sensitive ear towards the working people of Michigan, whether they were in a union or not. I think that if the politics in Lansing were different, the outcome in the legislative process would be different. And, one of the sad things is that in Lansing, we do so much of this battling. You know, we always look at the other party as being our opponents, when really we're all in this together. We're supposed to be all working on behalf of the interests of the state of Michigan. So this whole business about, not allowing people to speak and not allowing people to make amendments and, running roughshod over the Constitution with respect to immediate effect procedures. All of this stuff has been going on. It's been perpetrated by both parties for years and years and years, longer than I've been around. So it's not, partisanship is not, a problem only of one party. And I think that it's important that all of us make sure that when we walk through those doors at the Michigan State House, that we understand who we really work for. We work for the people of the state of Michigan, not our political party.
State Representative Jeff Irwin represents Ann Arbor. This is a fascinating topic, Representative, and it could affect thousands of people. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for yours.